Hello, this is Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, January 10th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We enjoy sharing these messages that we prepare each weekday morning and share through this podcast and through others over the internet. Today's message is titled, God's Strength. And the scripture text is a rather obscure portion from Daniel 10, verse 17.
How can I, your servant, talk with you, my Lord? My strength is gone, and I can hardly breathe.
I kind of identify with Daniel this morning, but for a very different reason. For the last several days, I've had a head cold marked by severe nasal congestion. You may notice it in my voice today, in fact. The normal, unobstructed breathing I usually take for granted now has my full attention as I resort to using nasal spray. I've also found that the nasal strips are helpful for breathing through my mouth, when I can't breathe through my mouth, though none of them replace the wonderful function of natural, unobstructed breathing through the nasal cavity, God's original design.
In the rather obscure daily text, Daniel is describing a situation based on his vision of a heavenly messenger rather than mere nasal congestion like Stephen today. However, we're intrigued by the phrase, my strength is gone and I can hardly breathe. Specifically, Daniel is describing his physical and emotional response during a visit from an angelic being. When this vision came to Daniel, he had been in mourning for 3 weeks. All that time he had eaten no rich food or meat. God finally responded to his prayers by sending a heavenly messenger to address the delay on God's part. Delays are tough to deal with, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they probably are for all of us, and some of you are dealing with delays today. Daniel was weak and unable to communicate with God. I've experienced this as well, although I'm not certain in the same way that Daniel did. I recall times in my life when the burdens were so intense and just seemed too great to bear. This has been due to for a number of reasons, some brought on by myself, such as a failure to practice the spiritual disciplines, other times by outside forces beyond my control.
But there's great comfort in the next couple of verses mentioned in Daniel 10, verses 18 and 19. He's having a heavenly vision and he records these words, "Then the one who looked like a man touched me again, and I felt my strength returning. He said, 'Don't be afraid, for you are deeply loved by God. Be at peace, take heart, and be strong.'"
The immutable God of the universe still touches the weak today. His character has not changed. Do you need his supernatural strength? Continue to call on his all-powerful name. There may be a delay on God's part, but be assured he hears your humble, heartfelt prayer. The angel reassured Daniel, "Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer." Well, God will most certainly answer your prayer, podcast listener today, in his timing, and according to his perfect, sovereign will.
Let's pray together. Jesus, when the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of your garment, she was made whole. When Daniel came in contact with the heavenly being, he was greatly strengthened. As we receive your touch, we too are strengthened. As we receive godly knowledge and spiritual understanding, help us in tarrying as we await your answers to our prayers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. It's a joy to share with you today, or you're on the web. Pardon me, as I've shared, I'm having a tough time today with my voice, and I have a service tonight in our church as well. Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. And if you go to the site today, the 10th, or any other day, just use the previous message button or the archives to go back to the tent. We do have a number of additional features. We do have a song we suggest today that is originally by Stephen Curtis Chapman, I believe written by him, and we're familiar with the way he sings it. What was the name of that song again, Brooksine?
His Strength is Perfect.
His Strength is Perfect. And we found a nice online version by a female vocalist from a church in Ohio that is up on the web that we're thankful for churches that share content, music, messages over the web. Also, I have a photo up today of I took at the farm show in Pennsylvania, a big activity I've referred to several times the last couple of days. It's a photo of a butter sculpture of Benjamin Franklin reading something on the Liberty Bell. And it is amazing. This is life size. It's solid butter. Quite a sight. And finally today, a bit of humor. The Bible says, "A merry heart doeth good like medicine." I pondered on humorous ways of using the nasal strips I referred to in the message in a church setting, and several years ago came up with some ideas, and they're just humor. They're not to be taken seriously, but there's a link directly to that particular humorous note in my message today. Well, have a blessed day today. May you be strengthened in the Lord.